This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to check in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
Well, according to several sources, summer does not officially start until around the 20th of June. But try telling that to the weather, as did we not have a day a few weeks ago when reports were saying that the UK was as hot as Ibiza. Elizabeth, as we do come into summer, what should we all be thinking about health-wise to prepare ourselves for hopefully some warmer weather?
Well, first of all, have you ordered enough medicines to cover your time away if you are going on holiday? It takes time for the pharmacy to organise a prescription for you, certainly if it's outside your normal interval. Since COVID, generally, it's been the pharmacy and the drivers that have picked up prescriptions from surgeries instead of perhaps the patient. So we organise it for you. And what we do is mark the early request with a statement, patient going on holiday, and so that isn't rejected at the surgery end. Also, it's good to take a small amount of over-the-counter medicines and dressings for emergencies as well. So it's something to think about.
So what should people take in a first aid kit then?
The usual paracetamol and ibuprofen. Now remember, not everyone can take ibuprofen. Always check in the pharmacy. Now for stomach upsets, I usually suggest loperamide, and rehydration sachets are useful. The latter rehydration sachets are for replacing fluids. Now for constipation, with a change in diet, sometimes we have that, and it's Senna. I would suggest that's useful, and an over-the-counter indigestion tablet. But again, please check with your pharmacist if the indigestion tablet interferes with some medicines from your doctor. Plasters, dressings, an insect repellent, and something I think everyone should have in the home is a thermometer. Lots of people come into the pharmacy with coughs and sore throats. We know that 80% are viral, and therefore antibiotics don't work. One of the things I do is check the patient's temperature or take a history about whether they've had a temperature over the previous days. That might indicate an infection, and of course we deal with that differently.
And of course, if we do get some sun, Elizabeth, what should we be careful of then?
I think sunglasses are important. Also a wide-brimmed hat. Using sunscreen with both UVA and UVB protection, and obviously staying out of the midday sun 11 till 3. It's a good idea to think about the vitamin D side from the sun, and it's actually the exposure to the sun where that process happens. I think with burning the skin in the past, many people are at risk of skin cancer.
Yes, we have heard a lot about checking for moles recently, and we do have to be very careful, don't we, Elizabeth?
Many moles are on your back, so it usually requires someone else to examine them, and that may be your doctor. First of all, a harmless mole is round or oval shaped with a smooth edge, and they can be raised smooth or rough. So what we're looking for is, and we want you to check if you can, if there's a change of colour, or have two colours with an uneven edge, or if they start to bleed. Maybe they're painful or itchy, or say you have a new mark that just isn't going away on your skin. Remember, most moles are harmless, but the message is watch for change. That's the best advice we can give.
As always, some really helpful advice there. And Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can people go to find you?
All the W's, elizabethroddick.com.
Well, thank you, as always, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.